so upset about the divorce.
Which one?
Mine. Well, should we intro it?
Fine. Yeah.
Great.
So we're 18 minutes in, just to remind you.
Well, we're not going to include any of that.
Okay, sure.
No.
If you don't want things included, don't talk about things while the mics are hot.
I told you not to include that story.
We'll see what happens.
No. Mary listens to the pod.
That's
now
true.
She's just going to hear this part and be like, what did she say?
So let's see. It is January what? 16th. Oh, yeah. Burr, 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 burr. Only 4 more days till the next assault in the Capitol. Burr, burr, burr.
Woo! Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures of like the military out in DC, just like at corners and stuff, just like, we're ready.
It's weird. All the pictures that have come out of like the military at the Capitol, they're all sleeping, which I just think is so funny. Mm-hmm. Like all these pictures, and it's like, look at the National Guard has come to protect the Capitol, and it's just hundreds of guys sleeping. First, they are very tired.
Yes, they walked all the way here. They need to lay down. They had some milk, and they're just gonna rest.
They're gonna just have a little rest.
Yeah.
Why are they sleeping on the floor? Why aren't we putting them up in hotels? I don't understand.
I have no idea. I can't speak to that, Rebecca.
Is this some Fourth Amendment stuff?
Yeah, they were like, hey, is it cool if we stay at your place? And I was like, let me tell you about my friend, the Fourth Amendment.
That was the best part of the only good part of what happened this summer with all the bad was all of the memes about the Fourth Amendment. Mm-hmm. Because it actually came up when like soldiers were trying to stay at hotels in D.C. and the hotels were like, we can turn you away because the Fourth Amendment.
And they were like, that's not the one we care about. Do the one with guns.
Yeah, it's funny. And then, that people were making those dumb, like, t-shirts that you see on Facebook of like, if you want to come and take my guns, let me tell you about my friend, the Second Amendment. And they were making the same ones with all the silly fonts that were like, if you want a quarter in my house, let me tell you about my friend, the Fourth Amendment.
I never really thought much about that amendment until this last year, because I was like, when are soldiers going to be trying to live with me? Does that mean you can kick someone out if you're related to a soldier? You can be like, I don't have to let you stay at my place.
I don't think that's how it works.
Probably. Ask your brother. Next time he's like, can I come hang over? Be like, uh-uh.
He's like, we have an exterminator. I need to stay at your place. He'll be like, Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Go home. Oh, wait, you can't.
I think it was written because the British soldiers...
Oh, I know why it was written.
Attacking
us,
were, like, staying in people's houses. And so they wrote this in response to that, to prevent against that ever happening, in case there's ever another war on American soil. You know,
that would never happen.
In case there's, like, a group of people that decide to attack the government.
You mean, like, people from outside the country?
Probably. I can't imagine anyone inside the country doing that.
Yeah, only patriots here. Just busy all day, never forgetting, and producing capital for businesses.
Well, what are you going to do to celebrate the inauguration? I'm going to get some good champagne and watch it on TV.
So I took a couple days off this week, but the only one I couldn't take off because of calls is Wednesday. And all of the calls I have scheduled are during the inauguration. So I will be talking to customers. I know.
We thought about trying
to reschedule them, but there's too many calls.
It's going to be at noon, right? Let me look at my calendar.
Yeah. So it starts, I think, a little bit before 9 a.m. my time out here in the San Francisco. So that's when my first call is as well.
I think
I may have it on in my iPad.
One of the first sitting presidents to not attend. Which is interesting. Oh, I don't have anything on my calendar for Wednesday, so that's great.
Smart.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping the calls are short, like they're just quick things where we touch base, and then I can watch the rest of it, because I would really like to. I think the last one I was able to watch, Actually, I can't remember the last one I watched. I know the Obama one, the first Obama one happened while I was working at Borders, and I didn't get to watch that, and that was sad.
I would tell you where I was when Obama was inaugurated, but I think it would just make you sad.
I don't... No, don't say it.
I was seventh grade.
You were
in the cafeteria.
Tiny baby child.
They had put it on the TVs in the cafeteria, so we were all able to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because I lived in a super Republican.
That's what I was going to say, is how was it received there?
So it's just like middle school kids that don't know anything about politics outside of what their parents talk about. Just being like, oh, this guy, bleh.
I don't like him. You go, why? I just don't. I'm in
seventh grade
and I have opinions.
I remember this girl, Emily, and she,
Is that her name?
Is that her real name?
We're going to...
But I remember, yeah, you can bleep out the last name. I remember her having very specific opinions about like things in the Middle East when we were in like sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't know anything else about politics. It was just like, well, he's done this thing in Kuwait or something like that. And I was like, you don't actually know what you're saying.
She's like, where's the birth certificate?
Yeah, there was shit like that. And I was just like, what is... You don't actually know what you're saying at all. Like,
so you're saying she was at the Capitol on the 6th?
There are people I grew up with that it would not surprise me at all to see there.
Yeah. Same. People that I grew up with. No one I know now.
Yeah, thankfully, it seems like from what I can see on Facebook, like most of them have come around. Even the ones that were really conservative are at least like starting to post now and be like, this is a little ridiculous.
They were taken in by a charlatan of a president.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the ones that didn't come around, I've just unfriended since then. So I'm like, we never spoke when we were growing up. There's no need for us to see each other's Facebook posts now.
Yeah, like, I'm okay. We're good.
Can we just fine.
Can we just both agree, Rebecca, that violence is wrong on both sides?
People are worth saving.
Becca, please, can we just agree on that? Like,
can we all agree? Can we lay a baseline?
Yeah.
Can't you just,
it's a simple question. You know, I just want to find a place where we agree, because that's the starting point where we can find some unity. And that's what we
need. I like
to
imagine that guy standing in front of like a board that's covered in like thumbtacks with red strings and post-it notes. And that's his question. And he's like, it's a simple question. Can't we just agree?
Can you not follow the path here?
Yeah, that's the very reductive conversation of like, we're all just like, yeah, things are really bad. And he's like, well, people were violent in June. Can we just agree that
it's
all bad?
None of you said anything about that. This is exactly the same right now. There's no other difference.
Target or the Capitol, both were damaged.
Yeah.
Both equally bad.
And honestly, Target, that building's probably worth more, if I'm being honest, the stuff in there. They have PlayStation 5s.
There's a super Target here. And I haven't been to it, but it's massive.
What is? I never really know the difference. I know it's bigger, but like, what do they have in there?
Like maybe like furniture, more food, more groceries. Because most Targets only have like one or two aisles of groceries, right? It's not really meant to be a grocery
store. No, they went hard a couple years ago into the groceries. Like I could go to Target and get everything I need for my normal grocery stuff now. Yeah, I mean, you know, I would rather go to a butcher for the meat.
Their produce is never great.
Yeah, like there are better options, but in terms
they don't
of
have
regular
like a
shelf stuff, it's
they don't have like a bakery or a deli.
That's true. Maybe
they
the super
like
Targets
the,
do.
You can get like the prepackaged deli meat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You could get.
I like that
because
it costs
an okay
more
sandwich.
And is worse for you.
Yeah, it's packed
that's
with salt.
My favorite.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Are you? So you're gonna watch on Wednesday. Will David be there by then?
No, he's planning on leaving Monday, but staying Monday night at his grandma's house in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so he might be there by Wednesday night, but he won't be here by the inauguration. He'll probably be listening to it in his car.
Is he going to swing out here and see me before he gets to Colorado? I can't remember if that was the plan.
That does make sense. It is on the way. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I will prepare the couch.
Great.
Gonna really flip the cushions.
No, hopefully we'll get this 3-bedroom that we're looking at, and then you can come visit in the summer once we've all had that good vaccine.
I do want that good vaccine. That's the one I want.
My brother's apparently top of the list to get it at his Air Force base. Because
Space Force base.
I don't know exactly why. It might be because he had like really bad pneumonia a few years ago, so he's technically like high risk for COVID. Like if he got it, it would be real bad because his lungs are already fucked up from that bad pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
But
plus the experiments they do on military people.
Yeah, he's got so many microchips. So he's supposed to get it soon. My mom got the first shot, not the second one yet. So
Chris had the first one, but we don't know when they get the next one. But we would assume sometime, you know, early next month, because that would be a month from the first dose.
Yeah.
And then they don't know when they'll start having to go back into the office. So I'm curious to see how that goes. Like, as soon our company's going to be like, you're vaccinated now, you can come in. Even though there's still not a lot of evidence about the spread and if it prevents it.
There was a new study this week saying they think it will stop. Like, they just don't
I saw that one.
To measure that.
Yeah.
Like, how do you measure that? So
with science, I would guess. I'm a musician.
I'd like for us to go back to the office in, like, August.
I was saying September.
I just want to have the option.
Oh, yeah. I miss the office. I would go every day that it's not raining because I'm going to ride my scooter over there.
Yeah. I could see going, like, 2 or 3 days a week.
The days when there's food.
David's going to try to hire people that live in this area.
And have a little office?
At his company. And then they could, well, just have like a coworker that you can see and stuff. And could rent like a WeWork space or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or just rent like an apartment and use it for business.
I'm sure there's empty storefront that could be, you know, turned into an office space. It'd be like a working tile.
There's no need to use a storefront though if you're just like 3 or 4 people, you know.
It's what if like you were like 5 or 6?
You could still just rent an apartment.
Okay, what about 6 or 7? Where do we draw
Where do we draw the line? It's like Dwight in that episode of The Office where they're playing volleyball. How many people need to get hurt? 3? 4? 5? And they're like, come on, Dwight. No, let me finish. 6? 7?
I was thinking of the one where
8?
They're in the...
I'm not done. 9?
I was thinking of the one when they were in the break room and they're talking, I think, about survivalism. And he's like, this could happen the next, you know, 6 to 38 months. And Jim's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Could it happen in 5 months? And he's like, maybe. Could it happen in 6 months? You know, that's not outside the realm of possibility. Like that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, no, I'd like to go back. I'd like to go back to the office. You know, not every day. I do like working from home and I've kind of gotten into a mode, but it seems to be more and more that my meetings are all stacking up to be like on the same day of the week. Generally, it's like Thursdays.
Yeah.
Usually. So like that would be nice to be able to go into an office and then use a meeting room or something like that. Just to get more of a working headspace. But I'll be excited once I have my own home office. That's going to be great.
Yeah, I think once you've got a dedicated separate space for it, like I have my little office room now and it's made it easier for me to be like, okay, I'm going to get up and not be at my computer and go look at a different screen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like the office. I miss being able to see people and now I'm going to be the only one really from my team in the office. So
yeah,
I'm going to want to be around other people. So doing lunches
and
I don't know, sitting at a desk, I'll probably still sit with the CS folks just because why not? And I miss that. I like going in. I like even the little commute that I'll have is just, you know, it'll take me 10 minutes to get over there. And then there's food. I miss the food. I miss eating out.
Yeah. We get free, Cisco pays for bus passes for people in Denver to take the bus. And depending on where
there's an office there, right?
Yeah. There's a really nice one. And we're supposed to get a duo office within the Cisco building.
Are there enough people now?
Yeah, there's like 15 people. Yeah.
Oh wow.
So and it's really nice. Like my team is already remote, like we're already all over, but we do have the benefit then of like we can hire people in any of these locations and then you'll have like a buddy there, you know. So it'd be nice if my team could hire somebody in Denver.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, once you're a data scientist, they'll let you help hire some people.
Someday. Oh, wait.
Gotta hope.
Wait. That is my title.
Are you sure you're not just with the team?
You know, now I'm not sure.
That's so stupid.
I know.
Do you want to read our first one?
Oh, Jessica, I do.
Okay, great. I'm glad I asked. I wanted to make sure we were on the same page here.
Yeah, cool. Cammy's very quietly barking in the background. I don't know if you can hear. Oof. She'll like see a dog outside. Oof. She's like, she knows that she'll get yelled at if she barks really loud. So she'll sit by the window and just go.
I don't like you, but I know I can't yell. That's me when I'm in a Baskin Robbins.
I'll reward her whenever she barks at, like, sometimes people will like sit in the windowsills outside my window, or, you know, people will like mistakenly knock on my door or try to open my apartment door.
That's happened once.
And she barks like crazy then, and I'm like, yes, good. That is your main purpose. Good job. All right. Well, this one looks like it's going to be fun.
All right.
You know. Okay. Am I the asshole for quitting being a bridesmaid 3 weeks before the wedding? My 22 female best friend, 22 female, who I've been friends with for 8 years, is getting married in the first week of February, and I was supposed to be a bridesmaid. Her fiance, 28 male, okay, I have questions.
Can I ask you real quick? Do you think they should be getting married?
Jessica, first impression, they seem a little young to be getting married. Specifically the wife, specifically the bride here seems a bit young.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have questions about when they got together, because 6 year age gap at that age, you know, interesting.
Okay.
Her fiance, 28 male, has always been an absolute dick to me because he has a past beef with my older brother, 27 male.
This sounds like a small town nonsense.
Yeah. So we do not get along, but I tolerate him for my best friend's sake. The real drama started when my best friend's fiance decided to call my brother a junkie 2 days ago. For context, my brother struggled with drug addiction since he was 18, but has been in recovery for a year now. The comment was completely uncalled for. It happened 2 days ago. I went over to their house. Her fiance asked me, how is your junkie brother? Obviously, trying to start drama for no reason. He does that constantly. I obviously got offended because I'm protective of my brother, so I called him a fucking cunt. And we got into a bad fight. During this argument, my BFF said absolutely nothing in my defense, and even after he called me names. Okay, that's... I dropped out of the wedding, and now my best friend is mad at me and saying I'm overreacting because technically your brother was a junkie.
Like, listen.
And I should just ignore it when her fiance makes dumb jokes. Now she's claiming that I'm trying to ruin her wedding and purposely stressing her out. Am I the asshole? No!
First of all, these people are too young to be getting married. Also, there's an age difference, which I don't like. Thirdly,
are you mocking me? Are you doing?
Everything I do in life is to mock you. You just don't always notice.
I don't care about age difference. I'm just saying when you're that age, a large age difference, I have questions because when did they meet? Like, was it legal?
Yeah. Was he grooming her?
Is that illegal?
Wait. I guess I don't think they're the asshole. I think it sounds stupid, but I don't think this person is an asshole. Like, why? You don't have to put up with any of that. Who cares? Although, you're probably not going to be friends with that person after this.
Yeah, that's not your friend. They're not. And for your best friend to be like, well, he was a junkie. Like, fuck you.
Yeah. Like, can we just look at the facts, please? Can we agree that he was a junkie? And so my comment's not out of line.
That's just so dumb.
I think it's important that we state that he was, in fact, a junkie.
So immature. So stupid. No, you're not the asshole.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think these people should be getting married.
You know, that surprises me. Normally,
I'm all for young marriages. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The younger, the better, is what she says.
Yeah.
Becca's that person just, when as soon as a baby comes out, she's like, I hope they get married and touch other genitals soon.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why you do that.
I just feel like the younger you are, the higher the chances of success. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, that way you become people together instead of having to figure out alone. It's easier.
Yep.
So that this one, out. I don't know. It seems pretty straightforward to me. Not the asshole. I'm curious to know what clearly the asshole. Think.
Obviously an asshole. Huge asshole.
Tell her she's ruining her own wedding by marrying an ignorant prick.
Yep.
That's a comment from someone labeled as asshole enthusiast. Guy just loves assholes. That might be something different. This one says kind of what I think. If you, you don't have to be her bridesmaid, but if you value this friendship, you should probably talk to her. So, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't value the friendship. Also, why be shitty to the younger sister of some guy you didn't like in high school?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Why call her names and all this stuff? Like, that should be a red flag. Age aside, that should be a red flag for your fiance to be calling your best friend names and, like, shitting on her family. Because mm-hmm. who's to say when he's going to turn around and do that to your family if he's doing it to your friends, right? Like, sounds like a guy that's really, I mean, you do see this a lot where it's like they're going to isolate you from your friends, right? It's like that's the true. Less friends you have, the more you're going to depend on this person. We had a friend in college who got into a relationship that she's still in. And this guy, like, he wouldn't let her go out drinking. He wouldn't let her do anything. He didn't like it when she hung out with us. And if she, like, made plans with us instead of him, he would get mad and then she would cancel her plans with us until she just stopped talking to us altogether. And then we told her that we were concerned and she was just like, you guys are just jealous. And so we were like, all right, mm-hmm. bye. Like, so, and they're still together, but it doesn't seem happy. They're engaged, you know, allegedly, but she didn't post not about anything being about happy. It. She didn't post anything about it to anyone. Mm. Like, we found out through a friend of a friend that they were engaged and they're just doing it so that they can live together at this private boarding school where they are both teachers. So they're trying to both live in the dorms at this boarding school together, and the school won't let you do that unless you're married.
Sounds reasonable. Sounds so yeah, reasonable.
All why of this just sounds live really off, healthy. Why wouldn't
you? How old are you live off campus? Yeah, that's like when we were saying Alex would live in the dorms if he went yep. to grad school.
He did. He did all 4 years.
I mean, they have food for you. Just go to a place and there's food there. It's so easy.
That's true. Yeah, so this sounds like it could be foreboding of something like that, where he's like, if I just get rid of all of her friends and she only has me kind of mm-hmm. situation. Sounds bad.
It's very calculated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, not the asshole. We've decided.
The next one, our decision the next final. One sounds silly.
Oh, I was going to do the Christmas one.
All right.
So this one is, it's titled, Am I the Asshole for Giving My Girlfriend a Stand-Up Routine for Christmas? And I thought this had Big David energy, which is why I picked it. I didn't read it, just the title. So I'm 27 male, an up-and-incoming stand-up comedian. I haven't encountered my big break quite yet, but I'm trying.
Oh, God.
I have immense stage fright and a deep fear of rejection. So from day one, I have immense stage fright.
Those are two things and a deep you fear cannot rejection. Have if you're trying to be a stand-up comedian.
So from day one, I have laid down the ground rule to my girlfriend. I will not be showing you my routine. She didn't like this rule, but respected my boundary begrudgingly. I practice a lot of my friends, so my routine comes up frequently and has been a bit of a sore subject for us. Recently, when we were hanging out, one of my friends brought it up, referencing a particularly good joke, and expressed disbelief. You haven't even shown her your routine? Since my friends have her side, she's been continually dropping hints that she would like a private performance. I initially held firm, but given the holiday season and my day job, I'm a sommelier, I assume?
Sommelier.
Yeah, whatever. I can't pronounce words that are French. Champagne. Okay. Not paying well, and the Democrats stalling, I decided better gift. What does that mean?
Oh, there it
Democrats
is.
Democrats stalling what?
No one's stalling anything.
Well, it went off without a hitch. We exchanged gifts, knowing I'm huge cork dork. I read that very differently initially. Knowing I'm a huge cork dork, she gave me a beautiful wine rack. She would have bought me a 1999 Chateau I've been eyeing, but she's not of age.
Wait, she's 20 she's or younger? She's 20
or younger. And I gifted her my routine. Becca, can I ask again really quickly, how do you feel about this relationship?
Well, they're not married, but that means she's at most 20 years old. She could be 19 or 18. He's 27. That's weird.
And he's an incoming stand-up comedian. She chuckled. I gifted her my routine. She chuckled several times and seemed surprised by her inclusion in the material, but pleased to be included. After my performance, she asked if there was anything else, to which I replied and explained how this was a huge step for me and much more meaningful than a physical gift. She seemed to understand and gave me another gift to mark the occasion and our relationship, if you know what I mean. Her virginity. I felt blessed to have such a cool girlfriend. I don't think I'm an asshole in any way, but when my girlfriend told her family about our holiday, they were very upset.
Did she tell her family about her virginity?
They also strongly dislike me for bullshit reasons, and now they're trying to downplay the thought I put into my gift. This happened over 2 weeks ago, and they've banned me from their house for being an asshole, but I think I'm in the right. My girlfriend liked the gift, and she's the one who matters, not her dumb parents. Edit, can you stop saying that I was the gift? I wasn't. She can have me anytime she wants. This was a special occasion, so I did something special just for her.
Holy shit.
This is concerning.
Oh, wow.
So wow. The comments, like, I'm like, oh my God. But this is, bro, if my husband gave me his work as a gift, you were lazy and slacked off. Yeah, you're the asshole.
Wait, somebody said, info, I'm a little confused. Is she not 21 yet? And he said, she's old enough just not to drink.
That's like a creeper statement.
She's 18. She's for sure 18. Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
Also, because he's talking about, I think she's 18, because he's talking about how he can't go over to his girlfriend's house because her parents.
Yeah, so she clearly lives with her parents.
She lives with her parents. She's 18. Gross. Gross.
I'm looking through his comments just to see.
Here we go. You're the asshole a million times over. You are grooming her, and her parents are right to be concerned. You act like a child. My boyfriend, who isn't much of a gift giver, got me a lovely, meaningful, inexpensive gift for Christmas, not a half-assed comedy skit. Your, quote, gift alone shows thoughtlessness and a clear lack of respect for your girlfriend. I pray she leaves your psycho ass because she deserves far more than a loser who's only slightly better than a pedophile.
Only slightly. He's got -100 comment karma.
Oh my god. So the chateau would have been older than her? ? You're the asshole.
This is gross. Although part of me wants to see the routine. Should we comment and say post the routine? Then we info need to see the routine to know if it was truly a gift or not.
Jesus Christ.
I don't like this one. I don't like this at all. She seemed to understand and gave me another gift to mark the occasion and our relationship, if you know what I mean. I hate that.
Up incoming stand-up comedian.
Up incoming. Oh, it's bad. We started putting the posts that we're talking about in the show notes. I don't know if people noticed last week. So if you want to read this post and see this person's comments, you'll be able to click on it. But, like, yikes. I think there is some feeling from other people that this is fake. Based on some of the responses here, but honestly, I don't think it is.
I don't know. I don't think so. It's so specific.
This one says, you're the kind of guy that thinks you're blessing people with your presence, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I would be so pissed. Like, you can get that because that takes no effort, and then get her something else. Like,
I like this take, too. Okay. This was not a gift for her. You're not a musician who wrote her a song or an artist who painted something. This was a performance that already existed, and your gift was to share this with her because you moved past your own security. If anything, it was a gift to yourself and not her.
He's almost 28. He said he has a comment that says, "I'm almost 28." Mm-hmm. She's definitely 18. Ew, he's like commenting, telling people that they're just jealous because his girlfriend is young.
I don't like it.
Both of us like each other very much, and everything here, everything here was legal and consensual. Her parents may be concerned about it, but she is trusting. What? She is trusting? She's a child. Ew.
It's gross.
Fuck.
I don't like this guy.
This guy's an abuser. This is gross.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go ahead and post this one so people can read these crazy comments.
Yeah, maybe that's the one they can vote on.
Oh my God. Also, I don't see anything wrong with knowing your worth and that your presence makes something better. This guy's a narcissist.
Yeah, I hate this guy. I wish I thought it was fake, but I don't know.
I think it's real.
Really committed to the bit here. I want to see the stand-up routine.
I know. I want to watch the routine. Oh, it's got to be awful. He's an up-incoming stand-up comedian. I cannot emphasize that enough. Up-incoming. He thinks that the saying is up-incoming.
This was a lot. This one was
we got to take our break.
Yeah.
We got to take our break.
We'll be back shortly.
We're going to go wash our eyes. Okay,
we're back, and I think y'all should know that Beck and I decided this is the last episode during the break, so this is it.
This is it. Yeah. Hope you've all had fun.
Yeah, what a ride. You know,
Jessica said something to me during the break that was so irreconcilable that I'm just going to be done after this, true. I think.
It was a new swear word I made up. I can't share it here. We shan't utter the dark language of Mordor in this podcast. Anyway, no,
nothing will ever stop us from making more episodes.
I do think about it. I'm like, do we stop when we're the pandemic is over and we're going back to life, or are we still going to just keep doing this? I've labeled all of this as season one. So in my head, I was like, at some point we take a break, you know, and don't do one for a week or two and then come back and it's all season different. Two. And like, there's a new doctor for some reason on the show. And there's more like dance routines and stuff. But honestly, it's still the same core concept.
Okay.
Anyways, it's time for Have You Heard About This? Ba-da-da-da-ba-ba. So some of you know I'm a big hockey fan, and hockey came back this week. And I don't think they should be playing because, like, why? Why are we doing any professional sports? Well, you know, there's a pandemic. Seems unnecessary. But they are playing, and whether I watch or not, that's going to happen. So I did watch this week, and it was nice. I hung out with Alex, and we watched in the Discord, and I had Little Caesars because that's the pizza you have when you watch the Red Wings play, the Red Wings being the only team I care about. So I figured this week, let's talk about hockey. And, you know, the playoffs this year, normally playoffs end in, like, June. I think maybe they've gone to July once or twice in an Olympic year or something like that. But normally then in June. This year, because of the pandemic, they were delayed all the way to September, when Tampa Bay won the Stanley Cup. So they just started playing again this week. Normally they start in October. The NHL itself was founded on November 22nd, 1917. That's in the record. Historically, we know that. But no one really knows where the first game was played or when. Some people claim that the first game happened in the 1700s. Some Irish people playing around on the ice, knocking things around. Others say Canadians invented it in the mid-1800s, playing with brooms and the original puck being made of horse or cow dung that they would slap around at each other. But right-wing media claims that it was invented by Donald Trump in 1978, which is likely the real place it came from, even though the league was founded before that. You know, we're in a post-truth era, and I choose to say, to go with whoever says it the loudest. So 1978, yep. We've been playing hockey for almost 50 years here. The most well-known hockey player, I think, if you ask anybody, who do you know that plays hockey? They're going to say Wayne Gretzky, right?
Obviously.
Just so many goals, so many assists, a nice guy. And he spent time with the Edmonton Oilers, the LA Kings, St. Louis Blues, and the New York Rangers. But a little known fact about him is he got his start playing hockey because he was voicing the character Gain Retzky on the cartoon Pro Stars in the early 90s. This was a cartoon that had Michael Jordan, who was playing somebody who knew about basketball, and Bo Jackson, who was someone who knew about both baseball and football. So the double threat. And Wayne Gretzky was playing Gain Retzky on the show, and a scout noticed that he seemed to know a lot about the sport when he'd talk about it on the show. So he offered a tryout on a semi-pro team, and you know, the rest is history. He went on to such an illustrious career, making a lot of quotes for Michael Scott later in life. And then though the modern Stanley Cup, you've probably all seen it because the players, they get it and they carry it around the ice and they lift it over their heads and they drink champagne and stuff out of it. It's a large silver chalice. All the names of the players on the staff from the winning team get etched into it, and they kind of rotate out the layers as you run out. They go to the Hockey Hall of Fame. But if you go to the Hall of Fame, you're going to see the original Stanley Cup, and that was actually donated by the equipment manager for the Preston Ice Bags, one of the original Canadian teams, by a man named Leo Desjardins. After one of his players, James Stanley, was hit in the groin by an errant puck. And this was kind of the first year they were using these, because they had had some incidents the year before. A lot of men lost a lot of balls out there. So they started wearing these groin protectors. They called them cups because they would cup the genitals as a hand might. And though that impact caused the cup to crack, Stanley went on to have two children. He loved at least one of them, and Stanley's Cup, as it became called, has been given to the team who wins the playoffs at the end of the season, a tradition that started when James Stanley got hit in that groin. So, James, we thank you for your service and what you've brought to the sport. But that's Have You Heard About This?
Yeah.
Now we've heard about this.
Yeah, and I'm glad we have, because hockey's like the... I think it's still the fourth most watched sport in the country, but I think soccer is overtaking it. I know esports is overtaking it. Videos just of cats sleeping has overtaken hockey in popularity. Sea shanties this week, more popular than hockey. So I just like to spread it out there. I do also love it. I actually have been listening to all of these, and I love them so much. I got my mandolin this week, and I've been trying to learn this Wellerman song in there, but they're playing it in E flat, and I don't have a capo right now, so that's going to wait till I get a capo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can sing it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that should be the music for the show this week, is just a sea shanty. They're everywhere.
Are you ready for our game?
Yes.
All right. So I have five post titles. One of them is fake. Jess has to guess which one is fake. Jess, pick a number between 1 and 5.
0.4.
Okay. We'll go with 1 then. Am I the asshole for not wanting to get rid of the anime body pillow that saved my marriage? Am I the asshole for trying to, quote, return a bagel that wasn't sliced? Am I the asshole for telling my niece the truth about Hannah Montana?
What?
Am I the asshole for being accidentally racist? Am I the asshole for refusing to accept my son's new relationship with his stepsister?
Hashtag Brazzers.
Okay, so we've got, am I the asshole for not wanting to get rid of the anime body pillow that saved my marriage? Am I the asshole for trying to, quote, return a bagel that wasn't sliced? Am I the asshole for telling my niece the truth about Hannah Montana? Am I the asshole for being accidentally racist? And am I the asshole for refusing to accept my son's relationship with his stepsister?
So I just like the sound of the bagel one, because I'm picturing you get this bagel and you're like, I can't eat this. There's no cut. What am I supposed to do? Just bite it? Like it's a giant Cheerio. I'll pick accidentally racist.
It was the bagel one.
God damn it. I loved the bagel one. I wanted that to be true.
I know. I know. Yeah, I'm imagining some
of
them.
Oh, I said goddamn like, again. Sorry, Mary.
They get it in the bag, and they're like, wait, I can't eat this.
What the hell's going on here?
So they try to go back and get their money back. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I don't have knives at home. I'm not allowed to. My mom said no.
I don't know how I thought of that, but
that one's funny. I would read a whole post about that.
We should make a fake one now.
We can't become the people that do fake posts.
I know.
That's not who we are.
All right.
All right. It's your story. Yeah. What do you want to do?
All right. I want to do the Shark Tank one because this sounds absolutely wild.
Okay.
And I love Shark Tank. All right. Am I the asshole for making a crass comment about one of the Shark Tank sharks and her genitals / sex life, even though I was technically correct? Spoilers for a recent episode of Shark Tank. Oh, thank you. I'm 42, non-binary. I don't know what AFAB means.
Assigned female at birth.
Okay.
That's why whenever I see ACAB for all cops are bastard, in my head I go all cop or assigned cop at birth.
Assigned cop at birth.
Oh, this baby's going to grow up to murder.
All right. I grew up in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Rough. My childhood was around roughnecks.
Roughnecks.
That's what I almost said. I always felt like, quote, one of the guys. My spouse, 45, non-binary, assigned male at birth, is from Miami, Florida, and the heir to a regional chain of boutiques. We are legally married. Why did you have to say legally? We are legally married, reside together in a metropolitan area. No kids. This happened tonight while watching Shark Tank. A couple is pitching a chocolate bar that they claim is an aphrodisiac. Okay, first of all, chocolate is an aphrodisiac. Like,
it depends on how you use it. It's an aphrodisiac when it's a suppository.
No. Do you try to work suppository into every episode?
No, I don't try to work it in. You have to be gentle. You just have to.
Oh, my God.
Becca just hit her face on the microphone.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Okay. Whew. A couple is pitching a chocolate bar that they claim is an aphrodisiac. One of the sharks is Barbara Cochran. She's as persnickety as the next one percenter and takes no shit. To me, she comes across as somewhat cold. I know she worked real hard and Shark Tank isn't a dating show. I respect her as a business person and believe she's very smart. Barbara is shitting on the aphrodisiac candy and I say, no surprise with her cavern full of cobwebs.
I've never heard that statement before.
That's rough. My spouse flipped out. They said I was disgusting for making such a crass remark. We pause the show and a whole big to-do erupts, arguing and apologizing while dinner gets cold. I felt like dog shit for making them mad. In my defense, I'm the one with the vaginal canal. I've referred to my own romantic dry spells by saying I have cobwebs up there. To me, it's not that serious. I ask if we can eat this Alfredo before it's congealed. They agreed and hit play. Then, period, Barbara says she's not going to invest because this isn't her thing. And she hasn't had a sexual thought in 30 years. What? Boom. I am vindicated. She confirmed what I was saying. Not even thinking about sex for decades. I recognize that it was vulgar and childish. If you don't have sex by choice, I don't think you are a loser. I don't care if Barbara is asexual, and I don't know if she is. I live my truth, and I don't want to actually judge anybody and what they like to do with other consenting adults. My spouse knows that I feel this way, and I'm quite passionate about civil rights. What is civil rights? I also happen to believe that in comedy, there's no such thing as out of bounds. I'm no edgelord, but I think it's okay to toe the line while joking.
It was a joke. Nice cobwebs.
Nice cobwebs, Betsy. I'm hoping it goes without saying that I mean the kind of joke where nobody gets hurt. They know me better than anyone else on the planet. We love each other in very deep ways. We met in our 20s and supported each other through transition as friends and then pursued a romantic relationship. Romantic for 10 plus years. They are pancake flipping mad at me, red hot pissed, giving me that shitty side eye that you know means trouble, and vague monosyllabic replies every time I say something. Finally, I say we should post this. I'm hoping we get and everyone sucks here or no assholes here, so at least we aren't at odds. I hate fighting with them, and I just wish I had a thought vacuum and could suck this whole thing out of our minds and suck those cobwebs out. Cool. So
I like that they decided we're going to take this to Am I the Asshole, and they will decide if this is a fight or not.
Yeah. Like, here's the thing. I don't know that you're necessarily the asshole for saying that, but having a vaginal canal, as they've put it, does not give you a pass to say shitty things. It's just like, it's very sexist. But I also think that their spouse is also dumb for, like, getting so mad about this. Like, something that could just be a conversation and be like, hey, that's not cool, and then you just move on, right? But it sounds like they're both digging in their heels, and I don't like it.
Yeah, to me, like, it's not a great joke. Like, I don't think it's particularly funny.
It's not funny.
Yeah, but the reaction is a bit much too. If it were me, I'd be like, that was stupid. And I don't, maybe the context would be different if the first person had said it after the woman said that she hasn't had a sexual thought in 30 years, but like, even then I'd be like, who cares? That's not even the point of Shark Tank. Did they invest? That the post doesn't even cover it. Info need to know if they bought the aphrodisiac.
And then like, it's just not a healthy dynamic with a spouse, I feel like, to like, when you're proven right, to just be like, ha, see? Meh. Like, what? Why are you fighting about this?
I don't know. Yeah, that's what it's another one of those ones where I'm like, this is just dumb, so I don't care if you're the asshole or not. You're both stupid.
I get so confused when people fight over such dumb things. Mm-hmm. I think it's also just like quarantine getting to like every couple out there that's living together.
That's true, yeah.
You start to get driven a little bit mad by things. But like, this could have just been a conversation. But also, like, yeah, you're the asshole for making this joke. The partner is kind of an asshole for getting so angry. And then you're the asshole again for getting, like, for being like, see, I told you so. She doesn't like sex. It's like, okay, who cares? Who cares?
Who cares? Nobody cares. This one is interesting. This one's considered controversial. So we pulled a lot of our posts this week because David is busy. We pulled them from controversial, and this one is like rated kind of at 50% or something. So I don't know why people voted it down, but the comments, most people are like, you're the asshole. I do see a couple that says, I think everybody sucks here, but that's what they were hoping for. Right. So that's okay. I just got a notification. I mean, they've gotten their my password for email.
They've gotten their answer. Right. So,
they've submitted this 3 times.
Whoa.
I imagine it got... Oh, I see why. It was too long, so it was removed twice.
They have a comment that's a your mom joke.
I'll ask your mom for a name.
I think they're just an asshole.
Yeah. I guess that's proof that even queer people can be assholes. So we suspected it because of me, but now we have, you know, more proof, more evidence.
Yeah. I like to tell Jess, like, I don't think you should have rights.
But it's not because it's not because you're trans.
Yeah.
She just thinks that
this person's just an asshole. Like, they
reading the comments, like, the tone is really...
Somebody said, please go see a therapist. And they said, is yours referring? Like, implying that...
You have a therapist?
Therapy is bad? Like, I don't get it.
I started doing therapy this week. I'm going in next Tuesday.
I love therapy.
Becca was telling me that I needed to be in therapy since we met. And
I think everyone should be in therapy.
I was going to do it, but she kept telling me to. So I said, forget it then.
I didn't keep telling you. I just said, I think everyone should see a therapist.
Yeah,
I think,
like, in the morning, every morning we send each other, like, a wake-up insult, and hers is always, hey, you going to therapy yet, idiot?
That would not be an insult. I just think everybody should go to therapy. I genuinely think that.
I mean, you called me an idiot in there. That's kind of an insult.
Well, that's beside the point. You're an idiot regardless.
That's true. I didn't think of it that way. You really opened my mind here. So, yeah, I think that the overreaction is just stupid on both sides.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
All right, I'm going to read the next one.
Last post.
It's called, Am I the Asshole? I had my guy friends flirt with another friend's mom and creep her out so we can party without adult supervision.
A lot going on here.
Many years ago, when I was in high school, my friend Dan, 18 male, had a party at his house. He invited like 50 people from our class and the class below us. His mom, however, was there, and it was a bit of a buzzkill as she prevented us from doing anything really fun. She was also, pretty good looking. I'm a woman, so I couldn't really do this, but I told my friends Dale and Max, 18 male, that if they flirted
with
the mom,
and Max,
she might go away and leave us alone. Dale goes up to his mom and says, goes up to his mom. Wait, why is Dale?
It's Dan's mom. It's Dan's
goes up to
mom.
Dale. Okay.
Dale goes up to
Dan's
mom
and says, hey, babe, you know, you're hotter than any of the girls here. And she says, that is quite inappropriate. Come on, seriously, I'm way too old for you. 10 minutes later, Max pulled some similar shit. I can't remember what he said, but she went to a neighbor's house afterwards. The party was lit afterwards. I'm pretty sure we were assholes. That was like 20 years ago, so I don't feel too bad. That would be like if I was asking you this, and I was like, yeah, like 20 years ago, I had my friends hit on a lady to make her uncomfortable. Am I the bad person? That doesn't seem right.
I don't even understand this situation. So you have 50 people at your house, but your mom is there. And she's like, okay, 50 people at my house drinking is fine. But where I draw the line is a teenage boy hitting on me. That's too much. But instead of kicking them all out,
she
just went to the neighbor's house. What? What?
This person has posted some other stories.
Is this just like weighing on their mind? Why were they like 20?
Yeah,
years
why
later?
Why
like,
why did this even come up?
I need to do this.
Am I the asshole for sending my sons to fat loss summer camps? Is another post. One is, can I be considered illiterate if I'm multilingual and can read in some languages but not other? Am I the asshole for canceling my nephew's Uber ride in the middle of nowhere? Who is this person?
I have questions.
I just wish we could get... Oh, this one, the fat loss one was removed. I was hoping to see what was going on here. Damn it.
We'll never
and
know.
So was the one about the Uber, but both of these were... we're saying that this person is an asshole. Yeah, I don't see how there's even a question. You're absolutely asshole. Like, having people big horn energy outside right now. Having somebody sexually harass another person so that you could have a party at their house is pretty shitty to me. Like,
especially,
even the individual components are shitty, but when you put them together, like, that's a shit stew.
Especially because this person is saying that they are a woman. So, you, like, you know how uncomfortable that is. And you're just like, yeah, let's fucking hit on her until she leaves.
Yeah. Make that old lady
leave.
Oh,
God. Am I the asshole for talking shit about Star Wars and someone who helped make the movie got offended?
What? Is that another post?
That's something she's commented on. Let's see. Oh, I can't find the comment now. Dang it.
Oh, I found it. I found it. Oh, it was removed. That post was removed.
Dang it.
Yeah, their comments are voted way down. Sometimes they copy the post and... Oh, here we go. This is the Star Wars post. So this is not from our commenter, but they let us here. I used to be a huge Star Wars fan up until Disney bought the franchise. Fuck Disney for this garbage. The last five Star Wars movies were, last trilogy, Rogue One and Solo, were absolutely fucking pieces of garbage. Worthless sacks
what?
Of shit.
They were fine!
The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker were by far the worst movies I have ever seen in the last few years. Full of social justice warriors and feminist nonsense. cringeworthy acting, stupid storyline with so many plot holes, and ruined the best characters from the past. In case you haven't noticed, the last trilogy is just a half-assed copy and paste of the original trilogy. If you read the books and comics, what was supposed to have happened is the New Republic was... Okay, so this gets into some nerdy shit that I know because I used to read those books. And this person... this person's an incel. That's what I've
learned. I did find the post that this poster from our last one wrote about the nephew. The bot that copied it into the comments and preserved it.
What does it say?
So I'm going to read it.
Do it.
I let my nephew use my card for his Uber a while back when he needed it in an emergency. I told him he can only use it in emergencies or if he called and asked for permission. I saw him using my Uber ride for a 50-kilometer trip last week. So it's like 20 miles. That is ridiculous. I will agree on that. I called him and asked, what the fuck? And he didn't pick up. I canceled the ride like 5 kilometers in, which was somewhere on the highway. He called telling me that since I canceled the ride, he was dropped off on the highway and stuck there. I don't think they do that. I told him that's his own fucking problem and he can find his own way home. His parents called me and they were fucking pissing. I shouldn't have dropped a 15-year-old boy out there, and I said it's his fault. I didn't want to pay a day's salary over this shit. Apparently they had to drive like an hour or two to pick him up and then drive him back as he was too far from the train station where he couldn't find it. He should have taken the train to begin with. Why wouldn't you just let him do the ride and then be like, you owe me $100 or however much it costs?
Yeah, like go to his parents and be like, your idiot child did this thing.
Has been using my Uber, like, please pay me back.
I guess he learned his lesson that he can't trust his aunt.
This person sounds like a nightmare.
Aunt. All right.
Another great episode.
Do you want to do one more? We've got one more.
No.
Okay, let's never mind. We're not doing one more. You're right. This was another great episode.
Yeah. As always.
Wish we weren't so good at this, but here we are. Have to keep going. You know what? Let's keep the podcast going.
You're right. I'm convinced.
I'm sorry you made me angry.
Wait.
It's okay. We're healing now. I think it's the time for healing is upon us.
It's the time to heal.
It's the time for the season of healing. Well, cool. I got to go pick up some ice cream and make some fajita quesadillas. So that's my night. What do you got going on?
I'm going to get Chipotle.
Yes.
I'm going to continue cleaning my apartment because I need to make room for David's stuff.
Oof.
And I don't know. Might do some music stuff. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing that all next week. I'm excited.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.